Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor, can you hear me?
Hello.
There you go. I can hear you now. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Lovely. How are you today, my pastor?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is it acceptable for churches to spend money on lavish buildings instead of spending that same money on charity work? What's your answer, my pastor?
All right. Because yesterday we're unable to get connected due to the circumstances beyond our control. Maybe, and I mean it, I just mentioned what we were supposed to cover yesterday before we transition into today's discussion. Okay, yesterday we were supposed to talk about how do you justify faith in an age where science dominates understanding. Okay, so now when you look at faith and science, they are not necessarily in any conflict. Many Christians actually see science as a way to understand the God's creation. Because actually, when you look at the creation, is the reflection of God's love. So it helps us to understand who God is, and it will help us to build up our faith in Him. And then the other thing that we need to understand is, while science explains how things work, faith also provides meaning and purpose and also moral guidance in reference to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So there is no controversy between science and faith. They work together. All right. Now, answering the question that we have today, saying, is it acceptable for churches to build, to spend money on lavish buildings instead of charity work? Okay. As churches, we've got the great mission that Christ left for us before actually he ascended into heaven. One of the great commission is helping the people who are in need. So I'll mention that in two perspectives. The first one is actually when the structure of your church is standard or it is big or it is modern, it is one way, or it's another strategy for evangelism. You know, just the structure of the church should be able to actually preach to the people who pass through your church. When they look at the structure of the church, it should entice them. Actually, they should have that desire to say, one day I need to come and actually experience the worship that people who congregate from a particular church have. So it's another strategy for evangelism if your church is big. Now, if we continue spending money actually building big churches, sometimes again we may be actually bad stewards, because there is another mission that we need to focus on, which is the mission of helping the people in need. So we have to strike the balance between helping the need and also building big churches.
I'm curious, Pastor, do we have any example in scripture of any of the people in the early church who spent money building churches? Do we have any biblical example for that? That employed this strategy of building lavish buildings in order to attract people who would one day want to go and worship in that building. Is there any biblical example of such?
Actually, let me begin by giving a reference of Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 to 40. When you look at the early church, they focused on meeting people's needs than constructing grand places of worship. So then we understood that the great commission that they were assigned by God is helping the people in need rather than building big places of worship. Because first, we need to focus on what people need. Because you may be coming to church, you worship, you are building a big church. Meanwhile, people are suffering. So it would be very hard for you to do evangelism in such areas Because people, they may not come to worship with you. They have got a lot of challenges in their lives. So first of all, you need to focus on helping the people in need, and then that will help you actually to grow your church.
So my question for this was on was
during any church, their focus on the great mission that they had was helping the people in need rather than building large places of worship.
I totally agree with you, my pastor. My question was on the strategy that the pastor was talking about, the strategy of building lavish buildings in order to attract those who would one day want to come and worship in that building. Do we have a biblical example to support that strategy?
For that one, I may not give the biblical example, but I may say it's one of the strategies that may help us as we do evangelism. Because one of the things that we need to understand is that the more people we have in church, that may help us to do charity works. Because if congregation like the church that I'm pastoring, if I've got the large building and I've got large membership, if we come together, we make some contributions, actually, we may be able to help the people in need. So first of all, actually, we focus on people's needs, and then that's when we can concentrate on building large places of worship.
So we don't have a biblical support for these structures, right? My question for this was, that therefore means we don't have any biblical support to build these structures. Am I following you correctly?
All right. On that one, maybe we find a lot of passages concerning buildings of the temple in the Bible, because actually the Bible is very clear.
No, Pastor, I was not talking about the temple. The temple is not a church. The temple is a place for sacrifices. We don't do sacrifices anymore. My question is on the church, because what we do in churches is not the same thing that we used to do, that used to be done in temples. So two buildings are mutually exclusive. They are not the same, not used for the same purposes. They have no relationship one with the other. My question is about the churches, not the temples.
All right. On that one, I may not give biblical examples on how to build big churches, as I've indicated earlier on. But I've just mentioned that it's one of the strategies that we can use for evangelism.
And I hear you, my pastor. My question is, when we're calling it a strategy for evangelism, we're saying it's a strategy for evangelism based on what?
Yes, because it's just an initiative, actually. Because sometimes you may be doing charity works. You are actually, because the main reason why we do help the people in need is one of the evangelism strategy. Now, for example, let's take for instance, you are doing evangelism, you are bringing people to your church, and then when they come, where are they going to sit? Where are they going to worship from? So when you bring them in church, they need to find a better place where they will be worshiping their God.
Well, Jesus never brought them to any building. Quite frankly, he took them to the wilderness and rivers and banks and side tracks. Peter never took them to buildings. Who's preaching in streets?
Actually, coming together, because there are a lot of people who normally say going to church is an option. Because they say even at your home you can worship God. Okay, one of the reasons why we come together is fellowship.
They did that fellowship in homes, Pastor, in streets. My question, I think this is insisting on, is on the person asking about money spent on these buildings that have no biblical basis. And yet we have a responsibility that was done by Jesus himself, Peter, and also Paul. They would gather money for those who are needy. what this person is calling charity work. Hence, this person is asking, is it acceptable for us to do these strategies that have no biblical basis?
That one, actually, it is very much okay. The only problem can be if you focus much on building large places of worship and then abandon the some charity works. But if you try to strike the balance between building large places of worship as well as helping the people in need, actually, there's no problem to that.
So when you say there's no problem, you're basing that on what, Pastor? Because we have just established that there is no biblical text that supports building structures.
Yeah, so as I've indicated to say, actually the problem can only come if you abandon the charity work. But if you try to balance up between the two, there's no problem.
Why do you say that? That's my question, Funes. Why do you say that if you don't have a biblical basis for it, how do you say there is no problem with spending money on buildings if there is nothing in your scripture that says you can and should or even must spend money on buildings? How do we confidently say there's no problem with it?
On that one, the problem would be, for example, you are doing evangelism, you've got massive crusades, there are a lot of people that have been converted into Christ. And then when you bring them in your church, where are you going to keep them?
Why should we bring them to our church? Why should we bring them to our church? Are we not supposed to be sending them two by two to go and minister as well? Why are we bringing people to a building and yet Christ never brought people to a building? Peter never brought people to a building. Paul never sent people to a building. Why are we doing people doing this building thing? What? Where do we get this from?
All right. So one of the things that we need to understand is that actually, even when you look at in the Bible, there are a lot of situations where people used to gather for worship. As I've mentioned earlier on, to say one of the reasons why we come together for worship is for fellowship. You know, sometimes people may have a lot of challenges in terms of understanding scripture and some other spiritual matters. So when we come together, actually, we tend to help one another.
I agree with you, Mfunis. The issue is not with fellowship.
Sometimes, actually, there are some people who may be discouraged. Okay, because they'll be listening to a lot of heresies outside there. You know, they listen to this doctrine, they hear to this doctrine. So that may actually drain their spiritual life. So when we come together for worship, we encourage one another on our beliefs, actually.
I understand, doctrine. Pastor. I understand that need, and I'm not even addressing that need right now. I'm addressing the question this person is talking about. The money that is going to be spent on buildings. You can address people's spiritual concerns in homes like they did in the early church. The churches that Paul was writing to are churches that had built structures for themselves. They were gathering in people's homes. Why do we build white elephants that only get visited on Sabbath?
I think for that one, as we give such references, we need to understand the historical context, because there are some areas where the early believers were restricted from preaching the gospel.
Absolutely.
Okay? So sometimes we need to understand the historical context also as we give such references.
Do we have references where they built structures?
I may say, actually, there are a lot, actually, who build
share with
churches.
Us. Please share with us. Share with us. That's what this person, I think, needs some clarity on. I'm glad there are. Just share with us in the Bible where, if you're saying there is a lot, perhaps you can just share two or three. Go ahead.
For now, I may not be able to give such references. Because I need to recheck so that I give actual exact answers.
No problem, Pastor. We'll wait for them tomorrow. Before we get into it, we'll start with that. Is that okay, Pastor?
Very much okay.
Lovely. All right.
As I've mentioned, to say there's no problem building large places of worship. as long as you try to strike the balance, helping the need and also being the light places of worship and also helping the people in need.
Yeah, I heard that answer, Mfundisi, and I was hoping that you'd share with us a text for that as well. Do you have a text that says it's okay, there's no problem spending money on buildings as long as you strike that balance? Does the pastor have any biblical support for that?
All right. Okay, lucky. Okay, maybe I may give, there's another actually verse that I may mention from Matthew chapter 6, verse 18.
Matthew chapter 6.
16, verse 18.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Okay, what does it say, Pastor?
All right. This one, actually, Jesus makes it clear to say, I will build my church. So now this one, actually, when you look at the statement, the way it starts, it begins with a personal pronoun. Actually, this one is actually a charge to all believers that each and every Christian need to take part in building of churches so that God may be.
Is Christ referring to a building there, Pastor? Pastor, is Jesus talking about a building there when he says, upon this rock I will build my church?
Yeah, he's actually referring to the buildings as well.
No. I'm asking you if he is referring to a building. If you're saying a building as well, do you have an example of a building that Jesus built? Because that would make him a liar. Christ has never built, not even one building. Has he ever built a building?
Okay, when you look at the statements of Christ, it doesn't mean that it is him who needed to do such. That's the reason why we were given a charge to say it is us, our duties to perform what he commanded us to do.
My question, Pastor, is about this person's question. This person's question is based on buildings. Did Christ build any buildings? Did he instruct people to build buildings?
Yeah, of course, he advised people to come up with buildings.
Where did he advise them to do that, my pastor?
That's where I said I need to come up with the Bible verses so that we help the person who is in need of such particular answers.
All right. So can you just give the context there of the Matthew 16:18 reference? Christ is referring to Peter there, isn't it, Pastor? He was talking to Peter, and he was referring to himself as the rock on which he will build his church.
Yes.
So in the various versions, the Amplified Bible, I'm reading Matthew 16, verse 18 and 19 says, "And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades," or death, "will not overpower it by preventing the resurrection of the Christ. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, forbidden, declare to be improper or unlawful on earth, it will have already been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose or permit or declare lawful on earth, it will have already been loosed in heaven." Again, there he's not really pointing about talking about buildings, is he now, Pastor?
So on this one, actually, the wide explanation is that Jesus talks about himself. He is the rock.
Yes.
And
so he is not talking about a building. He's talking about a church, as in the body of believers, correct?
Yes. So meaning, actually, he himself is the rock.
Absolutely.
On which the church has been built.
Absolutely. And the church we're referring to is not a building. It's a body of believers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about the actual building. Before we get into tomorrow's question, we will receive the biblical texts in the early church that refer to buildings. This relevance and the necessity and the instruction to build buildings. Is that all right, Pastor?
Very much, okay.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you very much, my pastor. Really appreciate it. You want to say any last words before we part ways?
Actually, as I've put it already, to say we need also to focus more on helping the people in need, because there are a lot of people who've got a lot of squabbles in their lives. Mm-hmm. So we need to come up to their aid. We help them so that actually we are united as Christians.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Pastor, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time and your insights. We're looking forward to our conversation tomorrow, and our understanding is going to be much enriched by whatever you're going to be sharing with us tomorrow. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day further.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.